In the first reading today, St. John says just about as simply as it can be stated, God is love. It is just that simple. And as we have stated on many occasions, you and I are created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, we are created in the image and likeness of love. That being the case, we are created to love and to be loved. We all know that. We've heard that hundreds and hundreds of times. And yet the question is, what does that mean? And this becomes critically important because St. John tells us that whoever loves God abides in that person, and that person abides in God. Now, if you're in the state of grace, God dwells in you. That means absolute, perfect charity dwells in you. The question then, on the other hand, is, do I dwell in God? I can only dwell in God to the degree that I have charity. Because God is love. God is perfect love. He is absolute love. And he's dwelling in me, but of course nobody can tell that because I don't love enough to be able to allow his love to shine through me. He is there in absolute and perfect charity. So if nobody can see that, it's not because God is messing something up. It's because I've got something in the way. And I can, as I said, only enter as deeply into God as my love is. If I only have a tiny little bit of charity, that's all the deeper I can enter into God. God has given himself 100% to us. What he wants then is for us not only to receive him 100%, he wants us to give ourselves 100% to him. You can only do that to the degree that you can love, which means he wants you to love 100%. Just exactly what Jesus told us. Love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. 100%. That's the only way. That's what we're going to do in heaven. We're going to be loving him 100%. If we don't love him 100% now, yeah, then we're going to have to spend some time in purgatory until we can. But the wonderful thing is, if you can get to that point of loving 100%, then it just grows exponentially. You might look at it and say, well, no, if I'm already loving 100%, it can't grow anymore. Oh, indeed it does. It just keeps growing, but faster and faster and faster. And so much is this that St. John of the Cross tells us that when you enter that point of perfect charity, one act, the first act of perfect charity that you can perform, is greater than all of the other acts of charity you have ever performed in your entire life combined. One act of perfect charity is greater than all the others combined. So once you can make it to that point, then, like I said, it just grows by leaps and bounds exponentially, because you're going to do exactly what Our Lady did. She always loved 100%. She always loved as much as she could possibly love at any moment, and therefore she loved that much more in the next moment. And at that moment, she loved with 100% of her ability, which left her open to love even more in the next. So how do we get there? That becomes the problem for us. So first, what is love? It's not gush. It's not romance. It's not cutesy. That's a bunch of nonsense. I mean, some of that stuff comes with romantic sorts of love. That's fine. But that's not what the love of God is about. That's not what the love of neighbor is about. Jesus told us we have to love our enemies and pray for our persecutors. He's not saying have gushy feelings for your enemies, because that's not going to happen. So what is it? Love is a virtue. It's the highest of all the virtues, St. Paul tells us, because that's the only thing that's going to remain for eternity. Even faith and hope are going to go away because they will be fulfilled. The only thing that remains is the charity. Still, what is it? It's doing what's best for the other. It's sacrificing the self. It is giving and receiving. And so how do we start? The church gives us that. Be merciful, do not judge, do not condemn, forgive. That's what we have to start with. We can ask ourselves, does that sound like me? Am I forgiving? Am I merciful? Am I not being judgmental? Am I being kind to people? And so on. Then again, we can look at it even from a different perspective. Because it says, okay, God is love. God sent his only Son into the world to free us from our sins. That is love. Total self-sacrifice, 100% giving, holding nothing back, always looking for the good of the other. That's what our Lord did for us. And then we listen to what our Lord told us in the gospel reading, that we will become like our teacher. He is the teacher. If we're going to become like him, that means that we are going to be transformed into charity, because that's what he is, that's what he does. That's what we're made for. This is our glory. As human beings, that is the greatest glory that we can strive for, is charity. That is an almost non-existent thing in our society. And tragically, it's becoming more and more difficult to find even within our church. But thankfully, we have our Blessed Lord, we have our Blessed Lady, we have 2,000 years of saints, and we have some holy souls even alive today who can be an example of that to us, so that we can learn. It's hard. It comes with a cost. It comes with a huge cost, and the cost is yourself. Look at the cross. There is the perfect act of love. It cost him everything. But there is love. So it's not about what we get. It's about what we give. We're going to receive more and more because the love of God is already there. And the more we can love, the more of his love we can receive. So we don't have to worry about what we're going to get. We just have to worry about what we're giving. Are we really willing to give ourselves entirely? That means 100% every moment of every day. That is not easy. The Lord didn't ask anything easy of us. And if he's going to teach us how to do it, and he did, then we need to follow his example. And we all know where that's going to lead. But it doesn't end at Calvary. Calvary's just the means to perfect love for all eternity. That's what God is asking for us. That's what he has for us. That, again, is our glory. It's heaven. It's eternity. It's love. Because that's the only thing that we're going to do for all eternity, as long as we go the right direction, is love. So we need to start now. Don't wait till you get to heaven, because if you do that, you're not going to love a lot. I mean, you'll love 100% of your ability, but you're not going to love a whole lot. But if you can work on it here and develop that love, you can love immensely for the rest of eternity. God wants the fullness of love for you. He has given himself completely to you. He abides within you. He wants you and me now to abide in him. The only way is to love 100%.